Most people know that Apartments.com is the most popular place to find a place. That's because Apartments.com has the most rental listings and the most ways to find them, all thanks to some of the most powerful tools like 3D virtual tours. So you'll most likely find your most right place, which most everyone would agree is good news, unless you're part of a most peculiar minority of people who prefer to have less than the most. Make the most obvious move for your next move and use Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place. Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
And Chase.
He's back, folks. The one, the only, the irreplaceable star
of the family.
Of his own universe, Chase Crisley.
Yep.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Julie, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, you know, it's already been a morning. You know, it's in the Crisley household, you know, you go to bed at night. You know, if you're like me, you know, I go to bed around, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock. I finally close my laptop. I've cleaned out all my emails and responded and text messages, and I've gone to bed because I feel like I've done all I can do for the day. And then you just hope when you wake up that you're not waking up to a shit show, that you're not waking up to another erroneous tabloid story, that you're not waking up to a death in the family or a friend or someone's been diagnosed with illness or whatever. You just hope that you're, you know, the next day when you wake up is going to be a better day than what you had before. Well, folks, we wake up this morning to an announcement that Lindsay has made on her Instagram account that she has chosen to end her marriage to her husband, Will, after 9 years. Now, I know I said I would not speak about Lindsay and Kyle any further when it came to personal matters. I said that a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about their involvement with the Georgia Department of Revenue. But now the press has reached out to us for a statement. They're wanting me to comment, and I'm not commenting to the press. I'm going to put it in my own words, so therefore it cannot be twisted or contorted or however you want to do it. I want to be very clear that it is a very sad day that this is the news that I went to bed with last night and that I prayed about and that I woke up with again this morning with these press requests. I do not wish a divorce on any family, certainly not after going through one and watching what it did to Lindsay and Kyle. So I certainly was not hoping to see that pattern repeated. I want to make sure that everyone knows, I've said it before in multiple interviews, and I'll say it today, that Will Campbell has always been a good provider to my daughter and to my grandson. He and his family have always been very supportive of Lindsay and Jackson, to the best of my knowledge, which is very limited. As the world knows, we don't have a relationship. Lindsay does not communicate with our family. We don't reach out to Lindsay. It's always done through some kind of tabloid story or what have you. But there is no communication, so therefore they can't be fighting when there's no communication. But it's a sad day. I hate it for Jackson. But I know that Will has always been a good father, like I said, to the limited amount of knowledge that I have. But the times that I've been around him with Jackson, he was a great father. To the times that I have witnessed, which have been a handful of times, his family with Jackson, they have been wonderful grandparents and are really the only grandparents that Jackson knows and has a relationship with. So, and the only family really that he has a relationship with. And I hope that that will continue because that's what he has in his life. It's what he's been given. It's what Lindsay and Will have been consistent with, is maintaining that relationship with Will's family. And I hope that that will continue because I don't want Jackson, I want Jackson to have as little disruption as possible. So rather than talk about anything other than that, because that is really the only knowledge that I have, is what I have read. My prayers will continue to remain in my prayers as they always do. I pray for all of my children every day, every night before I go to bed, every morning when I raise my head. So I will continue to do so. As far as the TMZ piece that ran yesterday or whenever it was regarding Lindsay throwing a drink in one of your friend's faces. What's the asshole's name? Austin Derez. You know, I've never been a huge fan of Austin Derez, and I've never minced words on that. Was not there in the bar. Don't know anything about it. Found out about it when it popped up on my alerts that came to me yesterday morning. So, you know, Chase, there's a lot to be said about family. And you have been raised in a family that family has been reiterated to you time and time and time again. And so today, you need to make sure that the world knows where you stand on all of the things that have occurred, the things that you've been falsely accused of, the things that you have done, and move on from it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's obviously been a lot written and a lot talked about that was not true. But at the end of the day, like, no matter what happens, at the end of the day, Lindsay's still my sister, and I love her, and if she ever needed me, I'm a phone call away.
Well, and that's what family is. Now, you know, there was a lot to do about, you know, you and I extorting Lindsay with this supposed sex tape.
Well, that's just a lie.
That was just a lie. No one ever tried to extort anyone. And now we have found out that the sex tape never really existed. And we knew that a while back. But that hurt and that damage of the false accusation, you know, we never really responded to, because we felt like, you know, through our attorneys that, you know, we're just going to let it play out, let people believe what they want to believe. But that hurt you, correct?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it made me look terrible because it was just not true. So, I mean, at the end of the day, like, people are going to say what they want to say. A lot of lies will be told. And I mean, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, I know who I am. I know what I stand for. If Lindsay's listening, Lindsay, I love you. I know we've had our differences, but if you need me, if you ever need me, if Jackson needs me, if Will needs me, just give me, like, I'm here. You can reach out. So,
and you know, listen, at the end of the day, you know that I love you both. For all of you listening and the ones who are tuning in today that may not have ever listened, you know, my two oldest children are from my first marriage, Lindsay and Kyle, and then Chase, Savannah, and Grayson are from my second marriage with Julie. And, you know, there is a difference. You know, I fought all these years saying there's no difference in children. There's just no difference. You know, when you're the parent, you love them all equally. You love them all the same. And, you know, Lindsay always felt like that she, and this is based on her statements and from her own podcast, that, you know, she felt like she was always on the outside looking in. I never saw that. None of us ever saw that. But I guess it's not up for us to see it. I think that the view that someone has is based on their perspective. And at the end of the day, you know, I have five children and I love them all dearly. And I wish that this had never happened. I wish that the friction between Lindsay and her siblings and the jealousy that's involved there, I wish that had never happened. I don't understand it. I don't understand how all these kids can come from the same household, be given the same thing, and be loved the same way, in my mind, loved the same way. And then you have one that loathes all of their other siblings. I mean, you know, Lindsay's made it very clear that she doesn't have it. You know, she doesn't have a dad. I think last week we discussed that I'm not her biological dad. But, you know, whether I am or whether I'm not, I raised her. So I claim her. As far as her having, you know, she's made the statement that she has no siblings. You do have siblings. You have four. We don't pick our family. We pick our friends. And a lot of times, if we could pick our family, we wouldn't end up with the people that's in it.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm glad that I ended up with the family that I have, and I've been able to kind of sort through the friends.
Well, I think that, well, son, when you have as much crazy bullshit going on in your family life, it does kind of let you know. Well, I saw that happen at my kitchen table, so I'm certainly not going to have it happen at a dinner table that I'm paying for. But, you know, I feel like that this whole thing with, you know, I mean, I feel like it's a bad week. it's a bad week for Lindsay with the announcement of the divorce, with the TMZ piece. And, you know, listen, if she threw a drink in asshole's face, then she threw a drink in his face. But, and if she didn't, she didn't. I don't know. I've read what's out there, what everyone's read, and don't really care about it. It is a non-issue to me. I am not moved by that. So with that being said, I have addressed anything that the press could be asking me about. No, I did not know that Lindsay and Will were separated. I did not know that they were living in the same house and living separate lives. I didn't know any of that. All the things that the press is asking me about now, you know, reaching out to our press agent and whatever, I didn't know any of this. I've had no real, Lindsay and I have been estranged now for several years. We do not speak. We have no form of communication, nor does she have any communication with any other member of this family. So no, we did not know that. So, you know, with that being said, I think I've said enough on it. Our prayers go out to you. We love you, and we wish you and Jackson and Will and the entire Campbell family nothing but the very best.
Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you can get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. And that's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, AirMed Care Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an AirMed Care Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of this podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use the offer code Chrisley.
Now, let's move on. So, Julie, what have you been thinking about today outside of waking up thinking, wow, I am a blessed woman to wake up with this man?
You know, we have, you know, been in Florida for a few weeks now, and we're filming, working. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just kind of seeing the summer come to an end quickly. It seems like it's flown by. I mean, Chloe actually starts school next week, so we are.
That's the craziest thing.
Yeah, just getting. My mind has now shifted. Even though I'm still in Florida, my mind's now shifted to school and getting her ready and everything that's needed for that, and then getting Grayson ready. He'll be in ninth grade, high school.
Freshman in high school,
and now's when the fun will start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember the freshman year being a fun year.
It'll be a fun year for Grayson, I can promise you.
So, that's kind of where I am this morning.
So, Chase, you know, I've always wanted to have kind of a sit-down, one-on-one, kind of Oprah-esque style with you.
Okay.
You want to try that today?
Are you Oprah?
I'm Topra.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes. So, Chase, let's just get right into it. Mm-hmm. You know, you come from a family who has been on television now for 9 years, one of the more successful reality shows in the history of reality television, and everyone loves your dad. I mean, it's clear that your dad is the patriarch of perfection.
We're going to cut there.
We want to start over? You want me to talk about the star of the show?
Yeah, go ahead.
So how old is Savannah?
Y'all are the only two people. It is a joke. It is a funny joke. It is funny.
So tell me about kind of where you see your life heading right now. What's going on with you personally?
Well, I'm a homeowner. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of going to deal with all of the problems that I'm sure are headed my way as far as that goes. I'm trying to manage a relationship and navigate those waters because, you know, I've always been just phenomenal with that.
Let's talk about that for a second because you really have had shit for luck when it comes to relationships. Do you attribute that to the fact that you are probably not the best communicator? Or do you contribute it to the fact that you're on television, that you have a large social media following, that there's a lot of people that get to have an opinion about your relationship, you know, via social media? I mean, because that has been a problem for both you and Savannah, social media and relationships.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think for me personally, like in the past, my relationships kind of were shit because there was like a lot of alcohol and other stuff mixed in that if you mix those together, it's just, there's nothing good to come out of it. Mm-hmm. So I think that, and I am a bad communicator and social media and all of that. I think you mix all of that together and it's just a whirlwind for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in a totally different position because I have a clear head. I'm not putting things in my body that I shouldn't be putting in my body. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing anything like that. So now I'm like clear headed, still hitting some speed bumps, but I mean, definitely
but
fewer.
I think it's a great thing, you know, because now we're coming up on what, a year?
Eight or nine months.
Yeah, with no alcohol, no marijuana, nothing else, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that right there helps you
no substances at all.
Right. That helps you to have a clearer head.
For sure.
And, you know, I want this podcast to always be helpful to those out there who need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're on television. People look at our lives and think, wow, you know, they're funny. They're great. You know, they get along great. Well, clearly we're like any other family. We have our hurdles. We have our issues. But coming from a family, coming from a set of parents who've never drank, never done drugs, never done any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that Kyle, Lindsay, all of y'all drank, went out here, partied, did all of that? Why do you think?
Well, I can only speak for myself.
Right.
I think that, I mean, I was thrown into, or like I went into like a job and a business at a very young age where all of that stuff is very active.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's there. And not only that, like I feel like it's only gotten bigger, like the partying scene. Mm-hmm. And I mean, at the time, I mean, I started partying when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I partied like hard from 18 to like 24. Not as much when I was 24, but like hard 18 to 23. And I mean, I don't know. I think I was just kind of fighting some demons of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily think I had I definitely let it get out of control,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, like, it wasn't an issue for me to stop doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't, like, I don't miss doing anything that I've done, because, like, I've done it, I've been there, I've done it, I got the t-shirt, like, I've done it,
mm-hmm.
but...
I think that's your dad's phrase, but yeah. Go ahead, you can use it.
But, I mean, like, I definitely was doing it to be social, to have, like, quote-unquote, have fun, but I think it was also, like an escape.
Because you were dealing with some insecurities.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
So, folks, what I want you to understand from that is that the insecurities were still there after the party effects wore off.
Well, I mean, like, no matter what you do, I mean, like, all the stuff that I've done, like, it just amplified my problems. Like, now, like, being sober and having a clear head, I can see that. Yeah, I've still got problems, but they're not near as amplified. They're not near as bad, and they never tend to go down the road of getting worse,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not, my judgment's
You're not
clouded.
Making them worse.
Yeah,
You're
not I'm not making them worse. My judgment's not clouded. Like, now I know, okay, I've got an issue. I've got to do this to fix it. There's no, like, in between. I'm not struggling with what decision to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know, you've had former relationships where, you know, they've hacked into your iCloud. They've tried to sell stories to the tabloids. They have threatened to sell stories, you know, about, you know, your recreational alcohol and drug use. You know, they've done that. You know, you recently just had a similar threat. You know, I'll tell that you partied with me on such and such a date and we did this and we did that. And what was the advice that I gave you?
You can't let anybody hold anything over your head or hold you hostage to anything. And I'm not going to do that. I mean, I'll own up to anything that I've done.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not proud of some of the things that I've done, but you know what? I've done them. And if anything, I can help somebody else avoid hitting the same roadblocks that I hit, or having the same issues that I've had, or doing some of the dumb stuff that I've done, because I can tell you, if I could go back and redo it, I would not have done a lot of it.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, folks, when you're listening to the, you know, to Chrisley Confessions, I want you to always know that what we're, the message that we want to deliver always needs to come from our heart. And so if you as a parent are listening to this podcast, know that just because a child is laughing and cutting up and having a good time doesn't mean they're not struggling with other things. I mean, you know, you struggled with being in large crowds. I mean, that was a thing for you, going out in public, dealing with a lot of people, not knowing what all the expectations were.
Yeah. I mean, I still think that I struggle with that. But I mean, like, now I'm not out there doing it. Like, and right. what I've realized is, like, I was putting myself in those positions and then just, like, not focusing on the issues or the insecurities that I had, because I would just like cope by doing other stuff, by
drinking. Because you were numbing the pain.
Yeah, by drinking or doing other stuff. So, yeah. And I mean, like, if you're a kid listening to this and, like, you feel like your parents are, like, on you about, like, saying you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Like, for me, that just went in one ear and out the other, because, like, you have to get to a point with yourself where you're, like, you're not going to, like, stop doing what you're going to do. Like, you need to stop doing what you're doing for you. Like, mm-hmm. You've got to hit... That's what happened to me. I got to the point where I was like, okay, I'm not doing this for anybody else but myself. Like, I'm not doing this to make anybody else happy but myself. And once you do that and you've got, like, a break from that lifestyle or the partying lifestyle, and you get away from certain people that are just people that you just get messed up with, mm-hmm. like, that's it. That's mm-hmm. They're not your friend. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like, you realize that, okay, maybe, like, well, at least I realized, like, okay, my parents were definitely right about, like, certain things.
Well, how much smaller has your friend group gotten since you made the decision 9 months ago?
I've only got, like, I don't know, like, 4 or 5 people that I talked to. Mm-hmm.
But it had started dwindling before that.
For sure.
Because at 24, you had started winding it down.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just thankful that I've learned, that I've done what I've done and have been able to walk out on the other side of it, mm-hmm. by the grace of God, and also, like, learn the lessons that I've learned at such a young age. Because I would mm-hmm. way rather have learned and been through what I've been through at 24 than 44.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. You know, clearly, you and I, you know, we went back and forth there for a good couple of years.
Yeah, and honestly, I was thinking about that last night, and I was just, like, laying in bed, and I was thinking, like, wow, like, that's just time that I'm never going to get back. And it really, like, it just, that's something that I still, like, fight with myself with today. It's like, I can never get the time back. And that, looking back on it, I don't even remember, like, what I was arguing about or
you really fighting with me, or were you fighting with yourself?
No, I was definitely fighting with myself, but you just happened to be the person that got, like, the blunt of it. And that's something that I hate. And, like, I think about, like, the time that I've spent away from my family just because I was stubborn and I was just not listening and I was hard-headed and I was clouding my judgment by doing stuff I shouldn't have been doing.
Chrisley Confessions is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you get a great rate on car insurance, even if it's not with them. They have this nifty comparison tool that puts rates side by side, so you choose a rate and coverages that work for you. So let's say you're interested in lowering your rate on your car insurance. Visit Progressive.com to get a quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's rate, and then their tool will provide options from other companies, all lined up and easy to compare. So all you do is choose the rate and coverages you like. Progressive gives you options so that you make the best choice for you. You could be looking forward to saving money in the very near future. More money for, say, a pair of noise-canceling headphones, an Instapot, more puzzles, whatever brings you joy. Get a quote today at progressive.com. That's one small step you can do today that could make a big impact on your budget tomorrow. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Price vary based on how you buy.
And Julie, how, I mean, you were there every day going through a lot of this stuff, you know, with all of our children. You've been there ever since we've been married. You know, how did that affect you? Because, you know, there was a time there to where when I said no more money, cut him off. We're not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And you felt stuck in the middle.
Yes, for sure. No, I agreed with being, cutting off the money part of it. But, you got to let him go. You just got to let him sink or swim. And I wasn't able to do that. You know, I felt like I could still show him tough love, but he had to know that I was always going to be there. I mean, I just remember having a conversation, and I was sitting in my garage one day, and I had just been over to your place, and I said, I'm not walking away from you. No matter what, I'm not going to walk away from you, and I am going to get you through this period, and we're going to come out on the other side. I don't care if you hate me, and I have said this, you know, many times that I felt like I have always been a good mother. And
100%.
I feel like when you've always been a good mother, that was something that I did not waver on as far as, you know, sometimes I think people feel like, okay, I haven't done what I'm supposed to do as a mother. So, you know, I'm going to be fearful that my kids are going to walk away and I've said that to you many times. I said, listen, I'm not walking away from you. And I also know that our relationship is not fragile in the regard that just because you're angry with me that, you know, you're going to walk away or I'm going to walk away, because mm-hmm. that's not an option. So as hard as it was, you know, I remember having that conversation that I'm not going to walk away from you. I'm not going to give up on you. No matter what, even though it appears as though you've given up on yourself, I'm not going to give up on you.
And well, the thing that when I was like in like the depths of like going out all the time and partying all the time, mm-hmm. I thought, oh, well, this is okay, because like I've got my stuff together. Like I've got money coming in. Like I make a good living. Like I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And what it took me realizing is like you can make a lot of money and not have your shit together.
Well, I think it goes back to me telling you and your siblings your whole life, money does not buy what?
It doesn't buy happiness.
Exactly. And we're proof of that. We're all proof of that at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, I look back on, you know, the way that I grew up, very middle class. And I used to dream. I used to watch the shows like Dynasty and Falcon Crest and Knott's Landing and Dallas. And I dreamed of one day having that life. And God blessed me and placed me in the right situations and in the right rooms to where things could happen for me and to where I could learn quickly and I could move real estate and I could, you know, I could cut this land up and, you know, give you 150 lots out of this piece and I could design this home and whatever. And I was able to make a lot of money and able to buy many homes and many cars and travel anywhere we wanted to go. And what if I said to you my happiest times were?
Right, when we were at home, when we were in that little condo.
Exactly.
When we first started out,
because then no one else's opinion mattered. It was truly about us. And that's the part that I want, that I've said to you, that I want all of my kids to get to where you don't care what someone on Instagram says. You don't care what someone on Twitter says. Twitter's the bane of the American population today. I mean, you know, listen, whether you like, you know, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, liberal, whatever, if one person can say something on Twitter, the whole damn world should be able to say something on Twitter. And if you don't want to do that, then you're a platform that's going to eventually become obsolete. Twitter is not a platform that I utilize often at all, because I just find it it's just, ugh. Instagram I like because you can see pictures and, you know, granted, I mean, some of them are Facetuned. I mean, I've had a few of those. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that I want you all to get to a place to where the only thing that matters, the only opinion that should ever matter to you is how God views you every day of your life. Your walk with Christ should be the first and foremost important thing in your life. And that's where you and I kind of, the rubber hit the road. You know, you kind of turned your back on everything.
Yeah.
Because you had all this money coming in and private planes and, you know, backstage for this and backstage for that. And, you know, a personal guest of this one and a personal guest of that one. And none of these people gave a shit about you.
No.
They wanted you there so they could get that picture as well.
Yeah.
And I think now, in all honesty, don't you like the person that you have become?
For sure. Well, I mean, I just don't have the need. I think that, well, I know. Now I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe
well,
I struggle.
Well, you think you do at 25. You think you know who you are.
Well, I know like certain things that like I know what I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my family is the most important thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's never going to change.
Right.
And I definitely was like going out searching for things that I had at home. I just couldn't see it.
Right.
So now, I mean, I'm good. Like I'm not. You're not gonna find me out anymore. Those days are behind me. Like what I'm moving towards is far greater than what I'm.
Yeah, because
behind.
I mean, like look at where you are today.
Right, but I also think people need to hear this too, is that just like us, just like you, you're still 25 years old.
You're gonna
make mistakes. You still have your struggles, and no one's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely nowhere. Nowhere close to where I'm going to be.
Well, you're nowhere close to where you're going to end up, but you're a hell of a lot further away from where you shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
So that is a blessing. You know, you've got a new home. You know, you're a grown man. You know, you're living a grown man life now. And, you know, in a home that you pay for. So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that has to give you a level of accomplishment.
It definitely does, but I'm not going to lie. If I could go back to being 16, I would.
Well, you would because that's when Daddy was covering everything.
Exactly.
but, you know, I think that, you know, people ask, we get a lot of times each week, you know, wanting to know, you know, people that watch the show, do Chase and Savannah appear to seem like they're very close at some times, and other times it seems like Savannah's the favorite child and you make over her and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the real relationship or that you would want the world to know about you and Savannah?
So Savannah is by far 110% my dad's favorite. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He does love her more than he loves me. That
never
is a
in
fact.
Life.
Okay, well, I'm telling you.
Go ahead.
But no, as far as Savannah and I go, I mean, I love Savannah to death. Like she is, I know that if I had to go to the gates of hell, I could look in the passenger seat and Savannah would be there and vice versa. Like there's nothing that I would not do for that girl. And she knows I'm here for her until God takes me or God takes her. So.
And send that. And how does that make you feel to hear him say that about his relationship with another one of our other children?
That makes me feel great, of course, as a mother, but
I would be here. I'm going to ride or die for all of my siblings.
You know, I feel like that. I love the fact Chase and Savannah are so close in age. I mean, they are literally 14 months apart, and you know, they fought growing up. I mean, fought about everything. They argued. But now that they've gotten older, their relationship has shifted. And I love that it's shifted.
Well, it's because shifted because they're now mutual adults.
Yes, and they're and friends.
Yes.
And they...
And their relationships and how they'll talk to each other about their relationships and
exactly.
things like that. I love that.
Exactly. Exactly. But I think it has taken both of them doing some growing up, you know, Chase growing up and realizing the things that he was choosing to do and behaviors he was... that wasn't okay.
And I think we can all acknowledge that Savannah's got about as much patience and tolerance for bullshit as what I do.
Yeah, Savannah's not always easy. I mean, now I
Savannah's,
love her.
Savannah's a spoiled little.
But
Savannah's,
that's okay.
Savannah's very spoiled.
But
Savannah's her father's daughter, that's for sure.
I do love the relationship that you guys have. And I, that makes me really happy.
You know, now he's accused me. I mean, he says every time that he can talk to anyone that'll listen to him that Savannah's my favorite child.
Dad, you had to understand that everybody says it. If everybody's saying it.
It must be true.
I'm right here. I have front row to it.
Okay, gotcha. Now, Julie, according to him, everyone says that Savannah's my favorite, but everyone says that Chase is your favorite.
No, they don't. They say Grayson is.
No, they clearly say that you and Grayson are her favorite. And what does Savannah complain about to you all the time?
That I am more partial to the boys. And that's not true. That's not
true. So you understand how I feel when I'm falsely accused.
Well, yours is most of the time.
Say it, Mama.
But... You know, I mean, listen, it works. The dynamics work. And I mean, you and Savannah sometimes are so much alike. I don't know how y'all even get along because you're so much, but I think it's because,
we have
person.
A mutual respect for intelligence.
Let's get this,
and
let's
beauty.
Get, that's
and,
not it. It's she kisses your ass and you kiss hers.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, let me just go on the record and say right here in front of everyone that listens to Chrissy Confessions and all the tabloids that'll pick it up and all the bloggers who are looking to pay their power bills. I love you beyond any words that could ever be used. You have filled my soul with joy since the day that you were born. And
then whenever Savannah was born, I was replaced.
It lasted for 14 short months.
It's like when a kid gets a new toy. He loves that new toy, and then he gets a new one, and then the old one just gets thrown under the bed. I went to Goodwill.
Oh, there it is. He went to Goodwill.
If only it was possible to get a list of great candidates the moment you post a job online. Well, it is with Indeed Instant Match. The moment you post a sponsored job, you get quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. Indeed Instant Match immediately delivers quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description. You can even invite them to apply right away. And according to Indeed data, candidates you invite are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than those who only see it in search alone. Plus, with Instant Match, Indeed data shows 90% of employers get quality candidates from Indeed's resume database as soon as they sponsor a job post, according to Indeed data. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I love you, and I'm grateful that you're here today because it's always a good time when I have you with me. You make me laugh. I mean, out of probably all of my children, I laugh more with you. Because
that's why you have a job.
And that too, folks, that's why we have Chrissy Confessions and Chrissy Knows Best and Growing Up Chrissy and the other shows that are coming out is because of Chase Madison Chrissy. Your shoulders must be collapsing from carrying
They're
all
broken.
This. So, Julie, tell me a little bit about kind of what we've got coming up. You've got Grayson starting back to school. You've got Chloe starting back to school.
We've got all new episodes of Chrisley Knows Best, season 9.
Growing August up, 12th.
Yes, August 12th. So that's going to be exciting because it seems like it's been a while since we've had new episodes. And I think it's just because of COVID and you know,
I am
that.
So sick of that bitch. I am sick of COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has gone out here. Everyone's gone and fought for this damn vaccination. And now all of a sudden, you got to get a booster. Or now this morning, I just read that the CDC has said that vaccinated citizens should still wear a mask. Mm-hmm. I'm like, huh? If the vaccine's working and you got it, why are you trying to force everybody else that didn't want to take it to take it? Hell, if it's as bad as what you say, well, you're in the clear.
They said that there's a new variant.
The Delta.
Yeah, and we are in no shape, form, or fashion making light of COVID because we know that it is a serious matter. I mean, you had COVID.
But do we? Yes, I did. But do we really know the truth about COVID?
Well, I think we know as much truth as we've been told.
That's what the government's going to let us know.
And I think that's with most things.
Well,
we've witnessed that firsthand.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I just don't believe that we have been told the truth about COVID. I don't believe that we're talking about masking Americans. Let's talk about how Americans are masking where it came from, how it got here, and what we're not doing to prevent it from happening again. We just continue to get further and further and further in bed with them. So, you know, I'm not going to turn it into a political podcast
Please
today.
Don't.
I'm not, because I know y'all get livid with when I do that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that, folks, as of today, as the world turns in the United States of America and COVID, we are now masking up again. So it's kind of like that old saying goes, no glove, no love.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, whatever. I haven't gotten to watch a lot of like live TV since I've been down here. But I did see this morning where Simone Biles withdrew from the Olympics.
Why?
Not from
just to focus on her
physical,
mental health,
but to
God
focus
bless her.
On her mental health.
I think that that's something.
So, I love that that she placed herself before anything else. I love that.
So I don't know the whole. I've got to do some research on it. But
it's really been a shitty Olympics anyway. It really has. I mean, it's the lowest number of viewers that the Olympics has had in forever. And you know, I'm not about all of this whole kneeling. And you know, I am an American. My father, my uncles fought for the freedoms that we have in this country. I'm going to pledge allegiance to the flag. I'm going to salute the flag. I'm not kneeling in front of the flag. I'm going to stand for it. So that's where, folks, if you want to know where Todd Chrisley is, that's where I stand when it comes to the flag. I'm going to stand. Now, if you want to kneel, kneel. I don't give a shit. I'm going to be standing while you're kneeling. I don't have a problem with that. But the fact that this young woman, who is really one of the greatest ever.
Yes.
Chose to say, my mental well-being means more to me than a gold medal, means more to me than endorsement deals, means more to me than I do to the world.
Yeah.
I think that is an amazing thing.
Yeah, I do
for
too.
All young women, but not just young women, for all human beings.
Yep.
Learn to love yourself. Because what have I said to you your whole life? When you learn to love yourself, what?
Nothing else matters.
Nothing else will matter. When you love, if you can't love you, how can you expect someone else to love you? If you don't like spending time with yourself, how can you expect me to want to spend time with you?
Yeah. No, I think it's definitely, and in a time like where everything negative is publicized, like it's definitely a breath of fresh air to see somebody like step away and just truly focus on like what actually matters, because she has to live with herself after the Olympics.
Absolutely.
And the fact that she's stepping away to focus on her mental health, I think that a lot. Everyone should take some time. Yeah, and should take some time to focus on their mental health, because I did it and it definitely helped me.
Well, you know, I was looking at an article the other day that a friend of ours had posted. Corin Nelson. She's a producer in Los Angeles. She produced a show with me, and you know, we fell in love with her, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful, decent, honorable human being. And there was an article written that Hoda, which everyone in this family loves Hoda.
Yes.
I mean, I think that outside of Oprah, we want Hoda to have dinner with us, right?
I think yes, that's pretty much sure.
how it is. So, but they identified, Corin pointed this out, that they that the writer of the article had to point out how old Hoda was in the article.
Really?
They had to point out her age.
Hmm. I didn't
now,
see that.
Now, Hoda's in the process of adopting, what is it, her third child? Mm-hmm. Hoda's in the process of adopting her third child. And if where she's going to adopt her child from doesn't have a problem with her age, why the hell would a reporter, a tabloid reporter, have to worry about her age? Mm-hmm. I think she looks amazing. I love anyone that's over 50 because I love Todd. And Todd is...
Well, not just that, but focus on giving children an opportunity that would not have gotten it. That
I want Hoda to adopt me.
That they can be loved, that they can be, you know, just given everything, not just from a financial standpoint, but from an emotional standpoint and psychological and spiritual, that they would not. I mean, what a gift she's giving these children. And they are a gift to her as well.
Well, this shows that the media has gotten out of hand. I mean, there's just something's got to be done. Someone has to put them back in their place, because there's just certain lines that you don't cross, and they cross them every single day.
But I mean, who doesn't want Hoda as their mom?
I know, right?
I want Hoda as my best friend. I mean, I just want Hoda to, if I'm going to post a picture up in my room every morning when I wake up where I see Hoda smiling.
I know. We did a breast cancer walk together in New York City. It was a highlight for me.
She has the best smile. It's infectious and it's genuine. Mm-hmm. And I love that about her. So that's my kind of little rant on the press as far as that goes. But then let's talk about all the stuff that, you know, since you want to bring up the press. I mean, clearly the press has gotten it wrong 98% of the time with anything they've ever written about us. Mm-hmm. Now, anyone can see. You've got your naysayers out. You're not like literally, you know, I'm suing. It's going to be public record. I'm suing Katie Paulson with, you know, without a crystal ball. I mean, she has been the mouthpiece for a family member in the articles that were written and information sent. And I have the screenshots of a lot of these messages that Katie has engaged in. And so I'm suing her. Katie, I'm suing you. You know that, right? So you going on there and deleting, you know, your Twitter and you know, then putting it back up and then saying I can delete evidence if I want to, as long as I keep it stored, you know, whatever. You have now been served, which you have turned over to your attorney, that you are to preserve all evidence pertaining to every article that you have written about us. And I'm going to prove in every one of them how you have lied, stretched the truth, and just out and out with just reckless disregard for me and my family. So stop playing the victim on your 46,000 follower bullshit Instagram account. You are not press. You are not legitimate journalism. You are someone who sits at home, who has no life, who tries to literally tear down anyone in this world who has done an ounce better than you. And that wouldn't take much. I could go to the corner and back and accomplish more than what you've accomplished. But, you know, when you've got someone like Khloe Kardashian, who everyone in this family knows is Todd Chrisley's pick. I worship Khloe, and I love all of the girls. I love all the Kardashian girls. I think they're all beautiful, and they're all brilliant. They did a wonderful sit-down that we've talked about with Andy Cohen, who I love as well. And some of the hardest-working girls, I mean, I literally say every day, what do I say to you and Savannah and everyone in my family when I want y'all to speed it up?
They hustle.
I said, get your hustle. Get the Kardashian hustle. Hustle like those girls. Get off your ass. And folks, they have torn Khloe apart.
Which is so mind-boggling to me because she's like the sweetest human being.
In the world. I mean, the kindest soul. You don't see her going on here and ripping people apart. You don't see her trashing people. She's just the kindest, most caring, compassionate human being. And you can say what you want to about Kris Jenner. I'm a huge fan. I want to be Kris Jenner one day. I want to be able to say that I have accomplished in my life what Kris Jenner has accomplished in hers when it comes to business. But these girls didn't just by happenstance be who they are. They have a mother that has pushed them. They have a mother that has driven that train, that has said, okay, girls, I think you should do this. You should do this. That'd be great. That's your dream. Let's make it happen. And then you have Khloé. You know, folks, I'm telling you right now, I will drive around the country on a campaign to abolish free press when it comes to Khloé. Because leave this beautiful girl alone. She's a beautiful woman. She's a wonderful, beautiful mother.
She's a smoke show.
She, and you know what? I was asked this the other day. They said, well, you know, Todd, why do you think this happened with Tristan? I don't know what the hell happened, and neither do you. All you know is what you've read. But what I would say is that men today of your generation, Jace,
are shitty
and weak, yeah, and insecure. And they cannot stand beside a woman of substance and independent means because it causes them to be intimidated. And the problem that Khloé and the Kardashian girls have, because it damn sure is not looks, the problem they have is that they come locked and loaded.
Yeah.
And what a real man would look at them and say is, damn, I don't have what she has, but she chose me. Dude, she chose you because of who she loves you and because of what she wants out of life, not because you could further her agenda, because you don't have what she has. So, you know, that's the same thing that I've told you about girls that you've dated. Stop dating beneath your means. Find you someone of that's cut from the same cloth. Find you someone that you're equally yoked. And when you do that and you come from the same kind of background, and folks, don't take that as it's got to be money. Because now Julie and I were certainly evenly yoked when it came to that. Neither one of us came from money. But where we were evenly yoked was that we had parents that loved us and taught us right from wrong, and we knew what we wanted out of life. So from that perspective, we were evenly yoked.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Hunger Games, The Matrix, Pain and Gain, G.I. Joe, Retaliation, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Jennifer Lawrence, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Are you looking for excitement in your life? Are you looking to make a change? Do you want to move to a new city? Do you want to find new friends? Do you want to be the best version of yourself? I'm Lexi, and this is my Diary of a Gen Z podcast. I spend half my life on the ground, the other half in the clouds. This coming-of-age podcast will answer your real-life questions, but explore your daydreams too. Check out at Lexi every week on Podcast One.
But I think that, you know, when you start talking about press and you start talking about the demise of the human race, it happens when we as consumers buy into this garbage, when we find comfort in someone else's pain, when we're willing to pay $1.95 or $3.95 for these trash rags so that we can look at someone else's misery because we're trying to escape our own.
That's right.
If we focused on correcting our own misery at home, we wouldn't be worried about somebody else's in their home. I mean, is that how you feel?
Sure. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, Savannah, I think that Julie's sitting here right now reading about someone else's misery and not participating in this podcast.
That's not true.
you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to doing the right thing. And, you know, anything that I've ever done that has harmed anyone, I mean, I don't know of who I've ever harmed, but if whoever I've harmed or offended, then let me apologize to you, because if I offended you, you probably deserved it. And I and 99% of the time,
I think that's kind of a backhanded apology.
It's the best it's probably going to get from Todd. If I offended you, I intended to offend you. It was not a mistake.
Gotcha.
I set out to offend your ass because you had already offended me. So that's not the Lord's way. I'm supposed to turn the other cheek. But I am a Christian in the making. I'm still a work in progress.
I think we all are still a work in progress.
And you know, and then let me just read y'all something that pissed me off last week. You know, I am very good friends with Candy Burris. Everyone knows in the world, they know that I love Khloe Kardashian and Candy Burris. And I just have a great relationship. And, you know, I had posted something on my Instagram last week, and Instagram took it down. But I follow this Instagram. It's called Crazy Bitch Problems, which it is the highlight of my day. It really is. It makes me laugh every time I see what they're posting. So I was laughing, and, you know, I had posted something that, you know, I thought was funny, and that, you know, obviously Candy Burris thought it was funny because she posted the same thing. And it said, you know, it was somewhere along the lines of, it was, what was it? I'm the type of person that will hide you in a trunk and help look for you. Don't play with me. So Candy Burris posts the same thing. And then I get a phone call from Candy saying, Todd, did you delete your post? And I'm like, Candy, you know I've never deleted a post. She said, well, Instagram took our post down because I copied your same post. And Candy and I steal from each other because, I mean, I go, you know, she'll post something I like and I'll repost it and whatever. We don't even reach out to each other and say, can we do this anymore? We do it so many times, we just keep doing it. But I'm like, I started laughing. Well, Crazy Bitch Problems posted the same thing and they didn't get censored. Their stuff got to stay up, but me and Candy got censored.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's the country that we're living in.
No, it's not. Oh, well, mama, that's not, you can't do that.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do about it?
Well, we should revolt. We should take to the streets.
Okay. Well,
we should protest that Instagram is doing that to us.
Okay.
That's extreme. I'm not doing all that.
Chase, we have marched for less. I mean, let's just think about it, folks. All of this censorship that we've got going on here, I think that, you know, if you are out here writing stories about people, go back to the good old days. Now, let's just think about this. Mm-hmm. Let's take this back to 1980, because that's a good year that I can remember. If you talk shit about somebody in 1980, they slapped the living hell out of you.
I would be down for that.
1982, you talk shit about somebody. Somebody snatched you out of your car in the Winn-Dixie parking lot in Westminster. 1986, you talk shit about somebody. I snatched you out of your car in the Pizza Hut on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina.
Okay, well, you can't be snatching people out of
cars. But that's what's gotten wrong with this country. There's no accountability. If you run your mouth and you talk shit about people, you need to back it up. So when somebody sees you out in public after you've talked shit about them on a podcast or in an Instagram post or Facebook or whatever, any of that, and then all of a sudden you run into them in the local bylo. Oh, we ain't got no bylaw no more, do we?
Yeah,
do we have Winn-Dixie? We got a few Winn-Dixies left.
Yeah, they have Winn-Dixie.
Okay,
down
but
there.
If I run into you at the meat counter to Winn-Dixie and you just said I was out hoeing last Thursday night and I was on my knees in the church at a tent revival, I have the right to lay hands on you.
Okay, well.
No, you'll get sued.
You won't. You can't
no,
do it anymore.
Our podcast guy now, how old are you? 70? Back in your day, if somebody talked shit about you, you kind of just slapped the shit out of them, didn't you? Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, that was back in the day.
We need to get back to the day, because you know what we didn't have going on back in the day? We didn't have COVID. We didn't have cities being destroyed. Yeah. We didn't have all this mess that we got going on. We didn't describe ourselves with different terms. We didn't have none of that. We need to get back to the basics. When your child acts up, bust their ass and sit them in a corner. When your child tells you ain't doing it, okay, now I know what I'm doing.
Okay, well, you've been with your mom this for the last few weeks.
Way too
and
long.
We can tell.
You're the one that hangs with her trying to get her to go to casinos every day.
Yeah, but...
Y'all literally went and bet on crabs to see who would win a crab race.
So?
It's literally everything. So, Judah, tell the world how blessed you are to be alive and doing well, because March of next year will be your 10-year anniversary, and you get to come off of tamoxifen.
Yes. Yes.
And the reason I'm saying that's because I read an article this morning about this young girl who's 18.
I think she's 19.
And she's been diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
I know. It's crazy.
And it's a very rare form.
So, and that is why anytime I get the opportunity, I always, always tell people, make sure you are doing self-exams. Make sure you are getting a mammogram. Make sure you are going to your doctor on a yearly basis that, you know, so they can check you, you know, check behind you. And make sure you're just paying attention to your body, because I think it's so, so important for those. There's no age limit. There's nobody safe. You know, it used to be, oh, well, it's not going to happen to me because I'm only in my 20s or I'm only in my 30s. This is a child who is 19 years old who is now battling breast cancer. So I think we have to keep on keeping on. I know, Chase, we have quite a few people that we have started to do our vetting process for the donations that Chase is going to make
for the coal caps.
How many did y'all end up getting from that?
Profit from his...
I'm doing 10. He is choosing
10 women to contribute in some way to, whether it is a specific need she has while battling her breast cancer or the cold caps. So
and we agreed to match that.
Yes, we agreed to match that. So there's actually 20. So we will be getting that in the next week or so once we are back in Tennessee. So just wanted to give you an update on that as well. So, Todd, I think you've kind of had your rant and rave this week.
I don't think it was a rant. I just think that I like to address things that are bothering me.
It was a rant.
I'm so sorry that I invited you to the podcast today for you to experience a rant, because that was not my, certainly was not my intentions. But I do get passionate about certain things.
You get passionate about everything, which is great, which is why we love
you. Let me tell you what I'm passionate about now.
Here we go.
I love you beyond anything in this world.
Well,
outside of our children and my relationship with God. So I am passionate about that.
Well, I love that.
And I'll show you how passionate I can get tonight.
Okay. So with that being said, I think it's time to wrap up this episode of Chrisley Confessions. We will be back in Nashville, good Lord willing, next week.
Okay. Well, so folks, on that note, from our family and our heart and homes to yours, we appreciate every week you guys tuning into Chrisley Confessions. We appreciate you watching Chrisley Knows Best, Growing Up Chrisley, for participating in all the projects that we have going on now and that are coming and that God continues to bless us with. We thank you for all of those that have stuck by us through the tough times of our life, and you've kind of walked that road with us and are still walking some of it with us. We are grateful for that. We're grateful for the... You know, we're grateful for kind of the paths that we've been placed on and for the growth that we've had to come from that. And most importantly, we're grateful that we have God at the center of our life, and that we walk in our faith, not fear, and that we know that with Him, all things are possible. So until next week, love each other and stay out of the press. Good luck and God bless.